From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The European Commission unveils a plan to deal with a huge influx of refugees. The plan includes a fairness mechanism requiring nations to accept a set number of refugees or pay a de facto fine. Frans Timmermans is the European Commission Vice President.
Each member state's share will be based on clear and simple criteria, population size and GDP.
The plan has drawn immediate fire from Central and Eastern European nations that have defied previous calls from the European Union for all members to accept a portion of the refugees. Russia says it will deploy three divisions of troops along its borders to counter NATO's increasing military presence in Eastern Europe. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said Wednesday that the new divisions will be stationed along Russia's western and southern borders. Shoigu gave no details about the size and timing of the new Russian deployment or where the troops would be stationed. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said this week that NATO is considering stationing a force of around 4,000 troops in Poland and the three Baltic states, all of which are members of the Western Alliance. Officials of the United States and 11 other countries have met in Germany to discuss their campaign against the Islamic State group. In a statement after the meeting, the officials reaffirmed their support for helping defeat IS in the Iraqi cities of Mosul and Raqqa. They called on Iraqi political leaders to commit themselves to the reconciliation of the nation's political factions. This is VOA News. Russian artillery units participated in Wednesday's battles in the Syrian city of Aleppo. It was the fiercest ground fighting in a year between rebel groups and the forces of President Bashar al-Assad's government. The city had already suffered 2 weeks of government strikes. Rebel commanders say it is the first time Russian ground troops have assisted Syrian government forces outside the coastal province of Latakia or at Palmyra. The development came as the State Department said the U.S. and Russia reached an agreement to extend a cessation of hostilities in Syria to Aleppo, while acknowledging that there have been reports of continued fighting in some locations. Here is State Department spokesman Mark Toner.
Our aim here, ultimately, is to get this cessation back into credible enforcement or credible state in the next coming days and weeks.
Mark Toner. With Britain due to vote next month on whether to leave the European Union, a cross-party group of British lawmakers has warned that negotiations on an exit could take a decade. British Prime Minister David Cameron says an exit from the EU would not be easy.
So the argument the Leave campaign make, that it would be easy to sign trade deals outside the EU, I don't think stands up to scrutiny. I think if you look at countries signing trade deals rather than trading blocs, they're less good deals. Much of the best deals have been done between different blocs.
The campaign to quit the European Union says it would be in Europe's interest to strike a quick trade agreement with Britain due to the size of the British market for goods like French wine and German cars. Following his victory in Tuesday's Indiana primary, businessman Donald Trump is now the presumptive Republican nominee for the U.S. presidency. Some Republicans are continuing to voice opposition to Trump. American University's James Thurber says Trump should focus on party unity.
Well, I think he needs to reach out to these other candidates that he's insulted, Little Rubio, other people like that, and try to bring in their supporters.
Numerous opinion surveys show Democrat Hillary Clinton would defeat Trump in a general election. Collectively, the polling gives Clinton about a 6 percentage point edge over Trump. Democratic frontrunner Clinton continues to face a nomination challenge from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who beat Clinton in Indiana. Medical errors now are the third leading cause of death in the United States, according to a new study. Writing in the BMJ, researchers from the Johns Hopkins University say more than 250,000 deaths are caused by medical errors every year. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.